Now on with some more news. You only need to look around you and to recall recent event items and recent news items to see that development is now the name of the game. The evening news keeps up the information on this with news of planning permission for a student residence development, expansion of the air ambulance facilities, and new plans for a prominent building in Dove Street. But first, more council housing could be in store for the city. More than 500 new council homes could be built in Norwich in the next 6 years in the wake of the success of the Goldsmith Street estate. The council cabinet approved the new housing strategy for Norwich, accusing the government of being unhelpful in aiding the construction of social housing. Just under £100 million is available in Norwich City Council's budget to build new homes and for maintenance on the 14,729 tenanted homes, 8,059 leasehold homes, and 3,333 garages. About £94 million was spent in the past 7 years to improve council homes. But the success of the council-built Goldsmith Street development, which won the RIBA Architecture Prize, means City Hall leaders are keen to build more. There are 4,024 people on its waiting list, and about 140 homes of council stock is sold under right to buy each year.
Families living in a riverside apartment block have been left fearing for their privacy after plans to build an 8-storey student housing block nearby were given the narrowest of go-aheads. The controversial proposal to build a student housing development on the car park of the Premier Inn on Duke Street in Norwich went before city councillors amid fierce objection from neighbours, including those living in Duke Palace Wharf. And with the committee finally divided on the application, Chairman Keith Driver was left to call on his casting vote to decide the fate of the project, which was a revised version of a previously refused scheme. However, despite emotive appeals from a dozen neighbours, the scheme was given the green light, a decision that was met with groans of disappointment from its opponents.
A key piece of the jigsaw towards a round-the-clock air ambulance service has landed into place this week. The East Anglian Air Ambulance has long since set about its aspiration to provide a 24/7 service for the region, which will allow it to provide its life-saving services at any hour. A critical step towards this becoming a reality was made when Norwich City Council's Planning Committee gave its unanimous approval to plans to expand the charity's base at Norwich International Airport. This expansion will provide the service with additional facilities required to achieve this goal, which includes places for staff and crew to rest during longer serving hours. Costing in the region of £5 million, the project will see its existing hangar demolished and replaced with a larger one, while also providing first aid training facilities on site. It is also estimated that by providing a 24-hour service, the EAAA would be able to help more than 400 additional patients every year.
The owners of Primark are hoping to transform a huge building that was once dubbed the Selfridges of Norwich into a 5-star hotel. But for some business owners leasing units in Chamberlain House in Dove Street, once the home of the celebrated Chamberlain's store, the exciting plans mean that they have to move out. The large Victorian building runs from the Tesco Metro store in Guildhall Hill around the corner along Dove Street, with modern units added beneath. For some years, much of the space above the retail units has been empty offices or used for storage. Songkai Jewellers in Dove Street is having to relocate to the Royal Arcade because its modern corner unit is believed to be earmarked for demolition to make way for a grand entrance to the new hotel. Other tenants in the same block, such as the owners of Stranger's Coffee Roastery, are being invited to renew their lease and remain and to become part of the new project. The building is owned by the Pensions Division of London-based Associated British Foods, and no planning application has yet been lodged with Norwich City Council. ABF's retail division is currently creating a massive new Primark store in Gentleman's Walk.
Hopes of a former rock bar one day being brought back into action as a venue have been dashed after permission to convert it into flats was finally granted. The former Owl Sanctuary on Cattle Market Street was once a major part in the city's live music scene, a role it also played during its time as the Marquee. However, at the start of 2016, it was sold to property developer Richard Pratt and was closed, prompting a fierce online campaign to save it. A petition was signed by more than 2,300 people to salvage its use and to list it as an asset of community value. Now, though, the site's future has been sealed, with Norwich City Council's planning department using delegated power to give a housing scheme for it for the green light. The plans from the Richard Pratt Retirement Benefit Scheme will see the building converted into six flats in a development that will also see a three-story building behind it provide another two homes. In a far cry from the initial reaction in 2016, the plan faced no formal opposition, freeing officers to make a decision without the need for a planning committee.